Recently, we sat down with the Pocahontas County School Superintendent, Terrence Beam, who wanted to let the public know about the ongoing school building maintenance issues and how the Board of Education is seeking to resolve them.
I want to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about some facility issues we're dealing with. Our buildings are getting older by the day, and the upkeep is getting more expensive all the time. We've got some major issues we've been able to address, but we still have a lot of issues to go. The last 2 years, we've applied to the School Building Authority in Charleston for money to do some renovations at Pocahontas County High School and at Green Bank. Well, last year we received about $1 million to do some renovations at the high school, which are being done now by replacing the sewage system, also the water tank, and some renovations on the vocational building. This past summer, we were granted approximately $500,000 to renovate Green Bank. We asked for $1 million, but we only received $500,000. And some of the things that's going to be done at that school is there's a foundation issue that needs to be addressed. There's a fire alarm system that needs to be replaced, and there's a sprinkler system that needs to be replaced, among other things. We asked for money to replace the roof. We were not successful in getting the money for that. With an MIP, you're only allowed to apply once a year, no more than $1 million, and only for one school. So every year we are faced with the decision of which school has the most pressing need. Well, all of our schools have pressing needs, so it becomes really difficult to make that decision. We'll be sitting down with the principals and Mr. Hall, our maintenance director, here in the near future to determine what we will apply for next summer with another major improvement project through the SBA. Again, it can only be for one school, and it can only be for no more than $1 million. We may very well not ask for a full $1 million, because every time you ask for the maximum amount, there's always the possibility of them not funding the complete amount, which is what happened to us last summer. And then the SBA makes the decision on what projects you actually fund. When we sent in our MIP at Green Bank last year, we listed several things that needed done, and they chose which of those things needed done the most. We may have very well chosen that the roof was the most important issue, but we never were given that opportunity. So one thing we may have to consider doing for next summer is going back to the SBA and asking for money to replace the roof at Green Bank. It may not be. There may be another school with a more pressing need that we will ask the SBA to consider funding for.
Be sure to stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio for part two of this story, where Mr. Beam talks about next year's Comprehensive Educational Facilities Plan, known as the CEFP, which is an every 10-year requirement of the state, which will require public meetings and input. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.